This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me is a true Renaissance man, in addition to being an author and an athlete and a scholar, as well as a doting grandfather, a fantastic father, as a loving husband, also Eddie Papowski's number one fan and a baseball awards presenter. He is also a swell dresser and also a great skier, too. Loves those slopes. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Thank you. You make the man, you know, with your with your introductions. I try to be a little bit of a Renaissance man, but I my favorite self though is being a jock. So yes, that's why it's relevant today, although James is a lot more than that. So with me today is James Peterson from Seacoast United. James, thank you for joining me.
Morning, Tom. Thank you for inviting me again. So great to see you.
We go way back, and Seacoast United does so great, such great things. It's again, for everybody, it's seacoastunited.com. So just to kind of, James, level set the listening audience, could you give us a bio on yourself and how you ended up at Seacoast United?
Yeah, definitely. So a good segue, because I was just talking to the guys about snow. And as a born and raised Floridian, the less of it for me, the better. So I'm happy with it being out in the mountains, but where I live, if I can have less of it, then happy days. So, but yeah, I'm from Florida originally, from Tampa, and grew up in Southwest Florida. So I've always been on the West Coast. So Gulf of Mexico kid. And soccer has been a love of mine, a passion of mine, played all my life. And that led me to moving over to England. So I lived in England for a couple of years. I went to school, and then I worked for a football club, Oxford United Football Club, for 3 years as a group ticket sales manager, which was amazing. And then, you know, it's all about relationships. So Oxford had a relationship with Seacoast United. And that's what brought me to New England. So I went from Florida to England to New England. And it'll actually, believe it or not, come July, it'll be a decade that we've been living in New England. We had been living in the Seacoast area for the last 9.5 years in New Hampshire. So my wife and I, our two kids are the first two New Englanders in the family, because my wife's from Ohio. And we just 6 months ago moved to Southern Maine, and life is good.
And loving it. That's terrific. So tell us about the England and Seacoast United connection. That's I know when you've told me that before, it's always intriguing. So how did that connection first start?
Yeah, so the chairman at Oxford United, of whom was my old coach when I was younger playing in Florida. So again, all about relationships. He was the chairman for Oxford United, and he was really close with the founder and president of Seacoast United, Paul Willis. There's a commonality there where they're both from England, and they're now, you know, plying their trade here in the States. But there was they knew each other for a number of years, and when I was looking to move back to the States, Kelvin Thomas, who was the chairman at Oxford, said, "Hey, you know, you should check out this club called Seacoast." And I remember telling him, I'm assuming it's by the sea. And he goes, "Yeah, it's in New Hampshire." And I was like, okay. So I connected with Paul, and you know, Paul, the man's a visionary, and you know, he's infectious. And as soon as I met with him, and he goes, "Listen, our club's going places. We're starting to expand into other sports. We're growing outside of New Hampshire. There's a real opportunity here." And, you know, I had never been to New England prior to agreeing to the role. So I remember I moved back to Florida. My wife came down. I proposed to her, and we made the 23-hour drive from Cape Coral, Florida to Dover, New Hampshire, and the rest is history. So
awesome. So can you tell us, you know, people that are somewhat familiar with Seacoast United think of it more or less as soccer, but of course it's way beyond that. So how have you grown from maybe one sport and one venue to many sports and many venues? Take us carefully through that, because it's, you know, it's Paul's vision, but it's your hard work as well. And of course, you also have business partnerships and, You've had Chief Justice Broderick there talking about mental health. I mean, there's so much, you know, that you've accomplished, including, you know, benefit fairs when people are looking for jobs. It's, I don't think people realize how all-encompassing Seacoast United is. So take your time and describe the many levels of Seacoast United.
Yeah, no, and I would say venues is a big factor in that, because that has led to us incorporating all these additional sports and programs and leagues, and from there we've been able to do all these things outside of, you know, the outside of sport that have had such a tremendous impact. So yeah, so Paul Willis, he's the founder and president of Seacoast United. He started the club back in 1992. So we just celebrated our 30th anniversary last fall, which is amazing. So we started in Portsmouth, Hampton area with two boys soccer teams. And Paul always said they had training and matches on a patch of grass on Pease, like just outside of Lonza's space.
Right.
And, you know, the club grew over time in terms of incorporating more teams and then expanding into girls soccer. And then it came to a point where in 1997, you know, they decided to build what is our flagship facility in Hampton, which it sounds a lot easier than it was. And it was, you know, it's one trying to convince people to build an indoor soccer space in, you know, New Hampshire back then, you know, Paul was pretty much laughed out of town. And again, you know who he is and the type of person he is. He was just like, just you wait. He goes, I'm telling you, this is going to lead to some incredible things. And it did. So once Hampton came, then it was kind of a snowball effect, because we had our own facility. And with that, we were able to provide programming as young as 3-year-olds all the way up to, you know, pretty comprehensive adult league offerings. So it just evolved over time. We added field hockey to our curriculum, and then Epping came onto the scene in 2006. So we built our outdoor complex in Epping at the time, which was a 38-acre complex and 4 turf fields, which again, to think of back then trying to talk about building this outdoor multi-sports complex in New Hampshire, you know, everyone looked at him like he had 2 heads. So he always believed in himself, and he had a fantastic team around him. And, you know, once we had that complex, we were able to incorporate additional sports, you know, and then fast forward into the 2010s. And, you know, I came onto the scene. That's where we started to really look at the club as being more than a sports organization, because the reality is we were interacting with demographics of all sorts, from, you know, 3-year-olds all the way up to our walking soccer program, which had 90-year-old participants. And you just think about all these touching points you have as an organization, and you know, especially when it comes to sport and realizing the impact that you have on people, you know, that again stems from Paul in terms of our philosophy about wanting to make a difference. And, you know, that's where we started to do some of these other initiatives that you alluded to, whether it was career fairs and focusing on mental health, because we have the highest concentration of youth student athletes out of any other single organization in New England. It's like, you know, that's a captive audience of which we need to be doing something about. How do we support them? How do we impact them? So, you know, that led us to where we are current state, where, you know, we operate out of 3 states, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. Our physical footprint runs from Bangor, Maine, all the way down to the Cape. We're doing soccer, baseball, softball, field hockey, and lacrosse. And collectively, we have over 50,000 people that are involved in our organization, which amazing. Is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And I encourage people to visit the website, seacoastunitedoneword.com. Let's take a little segue into, and we'll circle back to this tremendous growth. And also, as mentioned, you know, we're talking about career fairs and mental health, so way more than sports. But I know last couple of years I've had a lot of soccer coaches on, you know, people like, you know, George Pinkham and Rob Grable. And we're talking a number of different things. We do segue a little bit into club soccer versus high school soccer. And to me, I know you agree, the rising tide helps everybody, but maybe explain sort of the club philosophy And if I'm listening to this and I have a son or a daughter that I think might be pretty terrific, you know, how do you, what advice would you give to a parent of a, you know, of a junior high school kid or freshman and sophomore in high school, if they were, you know, if they really have a passion for soccer and, you know, club soccer versus, you know, just staying with high school soccer, just a little education of the audience on that would be really helpful.
Yeah. And I would say in 2023, we've never been in a better position in terms of what there is on offer from a soccer perspective. You know, when I was playing 25, 20 years ago, it was pretty much defined as, well, if you want to do this, it's either in the club environment, or if you want to do this, it's going to be in your school. Whereas now, again, you know, there's offerings from a town perspective, from a travel perspective, from a club perspective, from a school perspective. And I think that's come to fruition just because of how the sport's evolved in this country, and especially the way it's consumed, you know, the last decade with NBC Sports and, you know, ESPN and all these groups that are televising it and broadcasting all the media around it. That's, I think that's opened up a lot of people's eyes to it. And then what's also another factor of this is you're starting to see people my generation that have kids that are now, they're introducing them to soccer because that was their sport, which is a really interesting dynamic. So, you know, if I'm a parent that has a child in high school sports right now that is interested in going beyond that and extending their soccer playing outside of that school season, we're in a really good position where there is a lot of opportunities, not just necessarily from a club perspective. There's ways to be involved, you know, 365, 12 months out of the year.
So hold that thought. I want to continue to explore that as well as to get into other things like the three-step sports. But I see Jay, which means it's time for commercial. We have to pay for all this, Jay, right?
That we do. It is Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. And this week's guest is James Peterson of Seacoast United, as well as Three Step Sports. And when we get back from the break, we're hearing more about Three Step Sports on this edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, right after these words on the Pulse of New Hampshire. This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and alongside President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental is the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Tom Raffio. This week's guest is James Peterson, talking Seacoast United, not just soccer, but sports in general. Also, three-step sports, which this segment you're going to be talking about, James, along with Tom Raffio. So take it away, gentlemen.
Thank you. And before we get back to James, just a big shout out to my last week's guest, Will Stewart, who is the executive director of Stay Work Play. And it's sort of related here because one of our goals at Stay Work Play, New Hampshire in general and Seacoast United, is to have our youthful people stay, play here and end up being adults here. So Seacoast has a role in that. So let's just kind of finish on the club philosophy. And then part two of that would be, if I look myself in the mirror and I honestly know that you know, my son or daughter isn't going to play in sports beyond high school, is there a place at Seacoast United for a sort of the, you know, less superstar athlete that still may want the you know, the camaraderie, et cetera, of Seacoast United?
Yeah, the short answer is yes. You know, we, as a club, as an organization, we offer every tier of play that is available in the U.S. from a club soccer perspective, which is great because there is every caliber of player represented at Seacoast. There are players that want to play soccer because they like the social component to it, the camaraderie, and they like it, but, you know, they're not adamant about becoming a D1 collegiate soccer player. And then the flip side, we have our academy, which is the highest offering of soccer in this country. And, you know, the idea is those players are on a pathway to extend into playing, extend their playing career at that collegiate level. So, you know, again, that's that's kind of a feather in our cap to be in a position to provide those platforms for those players to whatever extent that they want to pursue soccer. But, you know, I'm one of those, I love soccer. Soccer's changed my life. I wouldn't be here today had it not been for soccer, because it led to me moving to England, which then led me to my opportunity to be at Seacoast and be up here now and call this place home. So I am such a proponent of soccer. It is the universal game. It resonates with people. There's such a connectivity with it. You just have to look at the World Cup last November, December, to just see how much of an impact that had. So I'm one of those. The more people play in the game, the more people familiarizing themselves with it, the better. So
great answer. And just as another sort of path, a little bit of a side, do you see ever the because I've been around this rodeo a few times, do you ever see the United States truly being super competitive on the world stage, as well as the universal football being as popular as NFL football? Two loaded questions there. So.
Yeah, well, again, I maybe have a different perspective on it because I do coach soccer. I'm involved with it. And, you know, my expectations, even looking at the World Cup in Qatar and when the group came out and we saw who USA was going to be playing against, the likes of England, Wales, and Iran, you know, my initial thoughts were, if USA gets out of that group, that's a bonus. Take into consideration that they didn't even qualify for the World Cup in 2018. So that right there, benchmark was laid, because they did qualify and they made it to the knockout round. So, you know, that's barometer and setting expectations. The other thing is, that's a very young squad that the U.S. had assembled, which is a good thing, because now they have tournament experience. They've got the next, you know, 3-4 years to prepare for when the World Cup is on these shores in 2026, which is going to be amazing. So it's a long-winded way of answering your question of I believe that we have all the necessary parts in place to put out a team that is competitive. And I think they achieved that in this latest tournament. They were competitive, played well, they were organized, they were unlucky at times. And that's probably more due to the fact that they had a lack of experience of playing on that international stage at that level. So they've got that experience now. That's a foundation for them to build upon. And, you know, I think you're going to see in 2026, the U.S. With all the other factors, the fact that we're hosting it, the gravitas around it being here compared to when we hosted it back in 1994, when I would argue a lot of people didn't even realize that it was here in 1994. You know, I think there's positives on every front.
Great. Something to look forward to. So can you tell us what Three Step Sports is all about? How did it happen and your involvement with it?
Yeah. So, New England themed in terms of this show, because Northeast Delta Dental, Seacoast United. So Three Step Sports is a New England based company as well. It was started in Massachusetts and headquartered currently out of Andover, Mass. So youth sports as a whole, and I think everyone can appreciate this, you know, Seacoast is very much an anomaly in youth sports in terms of a lot of the things we did off the field. The fact that we're hosting virtual career fairs and have a business network and, you know, doing community initiatives and philanthropic initiatives. A lot of clubs, regardless of what sport it is, a lot of leagues aren't necessarily doing a lot of those things. And it's more to do with the fact that, you know, not having the resources, the bandwidth, the personnel to do that. And if you think about, again, a club or a league or an event has such a unique platform to engage with people, not just with their athletes, but the parents, the communities, the businesses, et cetera. So again, Seacoast is a little bit of an anomaly compared to what the youth sports space looks like as a whole in this country. And oftentimes, you know, a club is started because it's someone that's passionate about coaching. They want to make a difference in a player's life. You know, they want to help develop them. They want to provide opportunities. that's why they got into coaching. And then what happens as their club becomes more successful, then comes in tow all those traditional growing pains with a business. It's like, great, I've added more teams. I need to bring on more coaches now. I need to find a facility to accommodate our training and our playing. I need to start balancing the books because I have to pay for the staff. And, oh, I've got to put a tournament on now. So all these things that come with being successful, which are a good thing. Well, again, what we find is that person that went into coaching to begin with starts to get taken away from that because they're doing all these other things. They're wearing all these other hats. And Three-Step, that was very much the genesis of Three-Step. Three-Step Sports said, listen, if we're able to come in and provide all those things off the field or off the court, so running a facility, running an event, helping hire staff, media, marketing, apparel, like all these things, if we're able to do that with really talented people that's their skill set, and you as a club, or more specifically as a coach or an event operator, can focus on why you got into this in the first place. And by the way, you're really good at that. So we want you to own that because you are having that impact with that athlete better than anyone else could. The idea is if we can marry those two components, then everyone's going to have a first-class experience from that coach, the athlete, the parent. And that again, is really kind of how Three-Step came about. We are a central services to help, you know, offset all these logistical headaches that all these successful clubs and leagues find over time. And, you know, it's with the simple mindset of like, let's alleviate that and allow you to own and focus what you're really good at, what you're passionate about doing, which is ultimately, you know, developing athletes and providing opportunities.
So you provide the behind the scenes infrastructure so a coach can coach.
Yeah. And it's one of those, like, I know this is a very simplistic way of looking at it, but, you know, if I'm going into coaching, and even if I, you know, if I attended school and I studied coaching, like that's what I'm passionate about doing. You know, if I wanted to be an accountant, I would have gone to school and gotten a finance degree. Like if that's what I was passionate about, let's provide a pathway for that person to shine and show off their best skill sets there. Well, it's no different than a coach. A coach, that's what they want to do. They want to be on the field. They want to be on the court. They want to be interacting with youth and making a difference. But when they become more successful, again, they get taken away from that. And that's not why they got into it. At least from my experience with everyone that I've interacted with, the last thing they want to be doing is in the office. They want to be on the court. They want to be on the field.
This is terrific. For my dental friends listening, because I know a lot of you listen, this is analogous to what we call a dental service operation or DSO, where they do the backroom operation for a dental operation so the dentist can do the dentistry and not worry about, you know, the human resources, et cetera. This is terrific. So sounds like you and Paul have been doing some brainstorming. This is great. So seacoastunited.com. So just a 1 minute message to parents and others listening, you know, why should you engage Seacoast United, or at least look at your website to see, you know, what's going on?
Well, I'd say not just Seacoast, but just sport in general. So I think everyone can agree with this. We believe that what you learn through sport, whether it's leadership, accountability, teamwork, those are all traits that are transferable to life. When you have a job, when you have a family, when you go to school. And that, you know, hence, Tom, why we started to get into these career fairs. And, you know, it's just an extension of our curriculum and what we believe, you know, our philosophy. So I would tell parents, and I'm, you know, I have a 7 and a 5-year-old, so I'm living this now. It doesn't matter what sport it is. Doesn't matter which club it is, organization, et cetera. Just being in a position to allow your kids to be involved with something, and whether that is sport or just activity in general. But, you know, I'm such a proponent for it. I'm such an advocate for it. So, you know, this is something, there's a lot of really great clubs, leagues, and organizations here in New England that are right on people's doorstep. So it's just one of those, if there's something you're interested in or you think your child would be interested in doing, let them. And then I would also say, let them find out or what they express an interest in. Right. Don't be the one to be like, oh, oh, you need to – let me put it this way. I'm a soccer person, and I think I've shared this with you. My son James is obsessed with baseball.
Baseball, exactly. And that's one reason why I really love you, because baseball, to some extent, some people think it's dying. So when you ever told me your son was into baseball, it's great. And, of course, one for parents out there, when we're considered one of the better companies to work for in New Hampshire, and many of the people we hire are people you can see, because everything is done in teams, that they have participated in teams at different levels. So what James said, they were so perfect. And again, they're not just sports, but philanthropy, business networking, career fairs. It's amazing. Keep up the great work. James Peterson, SeacoastUnited.com. Jay.
That's right. Another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio wraps up. Fear not. We'll be back next time with an all-new edition here on the Pulse of New Hampshire for James Peterson, Three Step Sports, as well as Seacoast United at SeacoastUnited.com, as well as Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm J-Dog. Have a great time, and we'll talk to you again on the Pulse of New Hampshire.